All right. Welcome to an all new Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And this is I'm going to kick this episode off this way. I'm drinking my favorite whiskey in my favorite glass because that's what kind of it's I'm treating myself. Because here's what's going on. And I touched on this on the last episode, but I was with people, my daughter and Shado, in two separate segments where we kind of touched on this. But we had a crazy water leak in our kitchen, right? So it started with the hose in the back of the fridge. And the way it was leaking was, you know, under the tile. So we didn't notice it. There wasn't like water pooling up or building up on the bottom or around the fridge. It was completely under the floor, right? So it's like we're stepping on the floor and all of a sudden you can like hear water sounds. And that's when we knew it's no good. So people came right away. They're like drying the floors, tearing the floor up, going to the house to dry the crawl space, all this crazy stuff, right? Just wild. And then so we got people in now. We've coupled this, so we're going to do like a whole renovation just because we already got people out to fix stuff. So yeah, we're going to do a whole renovation, that kind of thing, because the cabinets were water damaged too, so those have to be replaced. It's just wild. You know what I'm saying? Just crazy wild. So yeah, new floors, all that stuff. So we decided to do like to patch up the balcony in our office, because we have a balcony now in our office that you can see through the downstairs, but we wanted to make it into an extra bedroom. So we close off the balcony so no one falls off that thing. So we're having them do that. That's actually already been done. We had a whole back window taken out and wall put there. So that was crazy. That was already done. So it's been a whole process, but we're getting like this whole wall taken out of our kitchen. We're adding an island to the kitchen. So it's going to be a more ideal kitchen. First time owning a home. So all this stuff is kind of new, right? So yeah, it's been like a whole process, but it's dope. We're going to have like, so first time homeowners, like we said, right? So I've been renting a long part of my life. We really were blessed with how we came upon this house, right? And we bought it at the right time. So, but if you drive past this house, you don't look at this house and think, oh, it's got a dinky little old kitchen in it. You don't, because the house doesn't even seem that old, right? We're gonna finally get, you know, a kitchen that fits with the house, I guess, is the way to say it. The kitchen will now match the house. So anyway, yeah, it should be an interesting thing. It's gonna be dope though. The kitchen will be a lot better for entertaining. The island that we're putting in will be better for food prep. We're moving the bar, since the office is going to be no longer an office. Danny's secret bar will move downstairs, and then it'll be in the back area. So it'll lead out to, you know, the backyard, but also to the kitchen, where we'll have a better entertaining space. So it's going to be a lot better for having, you know, dinner parties, guests over, gatherings, barbecues, that kind of thing. It's going to definitely be a step up in the right direction. The wife's happy. I'm happy. So something good has come of this. So we decided, you know, since we're already, so basically, obviously insurance is not going to cover the extra stuff we're doing, but we decided since there's already going to be a person out here doing these renovations with the cabinets, with the floor, we might as well hire him to do the other little things we wanted to do, right? All at once, because we already got him out there. And so a little extra we're going to pay on top to, you know, of course, get the wall knocked out. Good news, though, about that is my dad thought, this could be a load-bearing wall, right? The wall between the living room and the kitchen that we got knocked out. Well, they took it out, right? And it's not a load-bearing wall. So this is dope, right? Much more room to build the island. We don't have to build an extra support beam, which is going to save us. I initially thought about 2,000. It's going to save us closer to 3,000, 4,000 maybe. So there we go. Goes to show you the cost of stuff. But anyway, we're excited about this. I'll probably have to talk about this on future episodes when the kitchen and bar area is actually done so I can describe it to you. My daughter's room, they really did a good job on. They came today and, you know, finished patching up. All we got to do is basically paint over it now. It's probably dry at this point. All we got to do is paint over it now and it'll match. And you'll never tell that wasn't just a full wall there. It's pretty dope. The same deal with the back window. That's been patched over on both the in and the outside, so we just got to get paint to match it on the outside. So yeah, paint to match the siding on the outside, and you will never be able to tell. It's an unnecessary window. So the reason we did it is, if you can picture this, there's a window in the kitchen, right? Okay, so this window that we just got blocked was probably, let me look, 5 feet at the most. Probably 3 feet separating the kitchen window from that window. And then to the end of that window, another 2.5, 3 feet is the screen doors leading to the back patio area and where the barbecue is, right? And where we sit. So it was an unnecessary window to begin with. So we patched that window up. That allows us to, you know, have more counter space, move the fridge over there where we want it. We're going to move the oven on that wall and the fridge on that wall. So taking that window away made all those things possible. So it's going to be pretty dope. The only thing this renovation probably doesn't solve is we don't have a huge dining room area. But because the playroom is no longer really going to be a playroom, but just kind of like a downstairs TV office area, the bar is going to be there, computer will be there, that kind of thing. Bookshelf will be there with books. So it's going to be kind of an all-purpose area. And the bar will be, maybe not the full bar setup will be there, but at least part of the bar setup will be there, which I can move out, you know, more to centerize when we're having guests over, to entertain. So that should be dope. That part I'm excited about. The logistics of throwing it all together will be interesting. You know, space-wise, I can already tell it's going to still be a little bit of a, you know, it'll be a little bit of a challenge to get it all put together, but it should be cool. I'm not even mad about it, like, for real. So, yeah, taking care of that soon. We got to, you know, head up to Lowe's or Home Depot and get the paint matched for the back siding. That should be interesting. I think we'll get it done, but it's an interesting color the house is painted. Obviously not going to describe that for anyone trying to hunt me down, but yeah, it's an interesting color. It'll be interesting we're going to eventually paint the whole house. A color I will not disclose, but yes, eventually we are going to paint the whole house. So this is a temporary thing. And the windows in the backyard, far enough away from the street, because the street, you'd kind of see it from a side view, that no one's going to really tell. And when we paint over the whole house color, it'll solve that problem right there. So I got to say, though, just talking about this is a whole new kind of stress for me. Like I said before, as a renter, this kind of thing happens. You call someone, they get it fixed. It doesn't come out of your pocket. You know, renter's insurance, for those who don't know, covers like your possessions if something happens, right? So homeowner's insurance, a whole different thing, whole different ballgame. Really glad we have it, though, because otherwise this situation would have been a disaster, and the type of loan we would have had to take out just to cover pretending, you know, in this, because if we didn't have the homeowner's insurance, we probably wouldn't be able to do all the rest of the renovation, because all that extra money we had would have went to straight just fixing it and then some. Like, the extra that we're doing on top of what had to be fixed is less than the total of everything, right? It was extensive water damage. Like, the whole floor and the bottom floor is going to end up being replaced probably. So it's pretty wild. So yeah, that's what's been going on. I wanted to kind of go more in depth without second people talking about it, but that's the big thing that's been going on with us. You know, yeah, so wild times. Wild times here at the Ocean household. So there we go. So naturally, I got my favorite whiskey in my favorite little whiskey glass. It's funny because Basil Hayden's was kind of my entry into drinking, you know, what would be considered not, you know, more respectable whiskeys. And especially at the time, because Basil Hayden's was a newer, still somewhat newer, and some people kind of have opinions on Basil Hayden's being my favorite whiskey. Let me just say, they say it doesn't have enough of a bite. But see, everyone's palates are different. I like it for what it is. Man, so it's gonna just be my favorite regardless. Especially the rye, the Basil Hayden's rye. It's good stuff. I don't even care what anyone says. It's still one of my favorites at least, right? So, and it's helping me out at this time. It puts me in the right mood. It pairs really well with a sativa, let's say, or a hybrid. If I've got Basil Hayden's, if I've got a bottle of Basil Hayden's, here's my recipe for Danny Ocean's perfect weekend celebration to get it started. A bottle of Basil Hayden's and I ate the Silver Haze, Super Silver Haze, and I'm good to go. And that always sounds like a party to me. And Portland's one of those places, Oregon's one of those states where you can get both. Maybe not in the same store, but right next door to each other, right? So go get you some Silver Haze. And matter of fact, my closest dispensary right across the street, you can get Basil Hayden's, and this dispensary often has Super Silver Haze. So Daniel, 10 years ago, Danny Ocean would only dream of this, right? Or however long, 12 years ago, I guess, since it's been legalized, right? 12 years ago, Danny Ocean would only dream of, when I first got into Basil Hayden's, Danny Ocean would only dream that my favorite strain and my favorite whiskey could be both bought legally. That's a conversation for another day. But anyway, long story short, I'm feeling it. Big things happening. I needed a big drink. So, a big intro to the episode, but just to kind of walk you through what's going on. This isn't going to be the whole episode. Me and Strawberry are going to have another taste test, right? So, after work yesterday, I stopped at a local international market and I picked up a couple new snacks for me and Strawberry to try. Some ghost pepper chips, which are made by Lay's, but they're not made in the US, they're made in a foreign country. So that should be dope. And then I got some also non-US, also an overseas product, some Pocky Sticks green matcha tea flavor. Excited about that. So we're going to try them both on this episode later, me and Strawberry, and tell you what we think of these products. We might even have some more taste tests in the episode planned. We'll see where it goes. This is just the first segment. About to go to a commercial break, but before I do, tell everyone who hasn't heard it to listen to Danny Ocean's random podcast. I love how I got my mellow sipping my whiskey voice going on this episode. But yeah, tell everyone listen. You can hear the podcast on iHeartRadio. Oh yeah. Apple Podcasts. Oh yeah. Spotify. Google Podcasts. Oh yeah. Pocket Casts, Overcast, Radio Public, Spreaker. I could go on and name the podcast platforms we're on, Anchor. Maybe I won't. Maybe we'll go to the next segment. We got taste test coming up later. Who knows what else is coming up later? Because we got a trip planned this weekend to the beach. I don't know if I'm going to include it in this episode, but we're going to a beach town in Oregon I've never been before. So I'm excited to review that. If we actually go, who knows? We've been planning this beach trip for about the past probably 5 weekends, and then we're always like, oh, it's got to be next weekend because we got this going on, or my wife's got something going on, or I got something going on, or the kids got a birthday party, right? So on and on and on. But this is really the last weekend because this beach town I want to go to has a hot dog stand that's only open between Labor Day and Memorial Day. So basically the beginning of the summer to the end of the summer, pretty much, right? Dope hot stand, hot dog stand. Shado, who is the pickiest hot dog eating person you will ever meet in the effing world, says that this is one of the best Chicago dogs he's had outside of Chicago, right? So I got to try it out. So if I go, I will include that in this episode, the review of the hot dog stand, all that. If we don't go, all this is pointless because we didn't go to the beach. But if we do, I'm going to include it in the episode. Anyway, I'm going to go to a commercial break. Come back to the next segment. Me and Strawberry are going to do the taste test. Thanks once again for tuning in to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Don't forget, you can download this and listen to it on the go. But we are going to go to a commercial break. I'll be back after this Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. All right, welcome back, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. And before I left, the last segment, I told you we might do a beach trip. We did do the beach trip. It actually happened. Strawberry's here with me, and as she can let you know, we tried to do this beach trip so many times this summer. We did it, though. We're going to taste test items like we promised, and then we'll talk a little bit about the beach trip. You excited?
Yeah.
All right. Which one are you more excited? So these are the two snacks I picked up. I went to International Market. I got green tea matcha flavored Pocky Sticks, which a lot of you are familiar with Pocky Sticks. You can actually get those in your local grocery store now. But we don't usually get all the flavors. Usually if you go to an American grocery store, you're getting like strawberry, chocolate,
vanilla.
Sometimes someone will go crazy and you have the banana. But we got green tea matcha.
I'm most excited about this.
Okay, these are Lay's. Obviously, these ones are made in, let's find out, Bangkok, Thailand. Okay, so we got some Thai brand Lay's, and these are Max, Ghost Pepper, and then I don't know what the three words below that say. Probably something about burning
this
your tongue
off.
This is made in Thailand. All right, so they're both from Thailand. There we go. All right,
this
so. Okay, so I got two snacks for both from Thailand. You can tell it's Lay's. Even though I can't read Thai language. Well, first off, the L and the A are really similar. But that last thing, it's like you can just tell by the logo and the font. Yeah, you know what it is, even if they're... Because some of the other, like, Lay's that were in from other countries, it was just completely different lettering that you wouldn't know if you just knew English. And it was still obvious they were Lay's just by, like, the... just by the shape of the logo and the font and stuff and the design of the package. So what you want to try first? Your choice.
These ones.
All right, we're going with the Pocky Sticks.
All right.
So Strawberry's going to open it up. I love Pocky Sticks. I just got to say, if you've never tried any flavors, go get some. They're the coolest little snacks. They're really low mess. You know what I mean? They're yummy. Like if you don't want a huge snack, one little stick is a good little thing.
All right, there you go.
All right, so I'm excited and I love matcha flavored.
Ready?
So here we go. Okay, so with something like a Pocky Stick, the frosting is spread very thin on here. I gotta kind of take a couple bites to really take in the flavor.
I love it.
But I like it. Mm-hmm. Initially, yeah, I like it with the first bite, and I can taste now with the second bite, especially I can really kind of taste the matcha flavor coming out.
Matcha isn't my favorite flavor, but this is super
good. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's only kind of a hint of the matcha. It's not as overpowering as like if you would order a matcha boba tea at like Pete's or something, or yeah, at a boba place.
It's good.
Yeah, I definitely approve of these. Rating them against other Pocky flavors, I give them about a solid 7.9 out of 10, I think.
I'd give them an 8 out of 10. I'd eat them again.
Pretty close, yeah. What's your favorite... Sorry. What's your favorite Pocky flavor you've ever tried?
Well, I've only tried a couple.
Okay, so you've had... Have you had the strawberry?
Oh, I've had cookies and cream.
I think you showed me that. I don't know if I tried any of that flavor, though.
I've had a banana one years ago, but it was really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry's probably my favorite.
Have you had the chocolate?
Hmm?
Have you had the chocolate?
I had one of them.
Okay.
They just taste like chocolate ice cream.
Strawberry is my favorite, too, that I've tried probably out of, I'd say about 8 flavors.
It's my name. I said it's my name.
Yeah, so definitely. I don't know. Yeah, I've had like the banana, strawberry, chocolate, this.
I think it was just that one.
Like a vanilla? There was one I had that was like white.
Vanilla.
Yeah.
I think it was just that one.
So I've only had like maybe 5 or 6 flavors, not 8.
Because the frosting on here is pretty thick, so I don't know what you meant by thin. Maybe it was just that one.
No, it's thick. It's still thin compared to like frosting that would be like on a cupcake, you know, or like.
But we're not eating cupcakes.
You're smart on my podcast. You hear her? Oh, the cat wants to say something.
Hi.
You got something you want to say? Can we help you? Which one is it?
Lily.
Lily, what's going on?
You can always tell if it's Lily.
Look at the dog. He's like, you got some nerve.
Lily. Hi. She's so talkative.
She's less scared of the dog than she is of Leo. What's that tell you?
Yeah.
Leo's a bully. We got one cat and he picks on her. Yeah. She'll come walking down the stairs and he'll just wait for her and pounce on her. So should we eat all these or do we go to the next? I think we go to the next snack now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we can have the rest of these.
We took the dogs on the beach trip.
We'll talk about the beach trip in a bit. It was fun. Mm-hmm. We did. It was probably like a field day for the dogs. They had a blast. The ghost pepper next chips.
Is Lay's Max from Thailand ghost pepper chips.
Mm-hmm. If they're anything like the picture, they look yummy.
Pepsi. Okay. I love them. Okay. They smell like soy sauce.
So. Okay, so they do smell like soy sauce and a little bit of pepper.
Are you ready?
These are different than what I thought, but you really get the heat of the pepper with that aftertaste. It's almost like...
Oh my God.
These are almost like spicy ramen flavor. It's almost like... If they put ghost pepper in ramen and then made a chip out of it.
It's so good. It's so hot.
Yeah.
It's like, it'll get you sweating on the first bite, literally.
To give you kind of an idea of the heat level, have you ever had the ghost pepper pakwe? Not the chip challenge one, but just the regular ghost pepper in the bag one?
I've had the ghost pepper.
I would rate these as slightly hotter. There's more of a concentration of ghost pepper on these than on those. But they're nowhere near the chip challenge, but still on a heat scale, definitely like a notch up.
Yeah, the pocky chips aren't nearly as spicy as this.
This is almost like that, but in a Lay's form with like kind of like some ramen seasoning and soy. Like and she's like Strawberry said, you can taste the soy and there's salty.
And a little bit of barbecue, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. It's an interesting flavor. I like it.
It's super good.
Yeah, I think it's better than I expected, but also different than what I expected. I think I expected it to taste more Americanized than it is. That's good.
I think I don't know what I expected it to taste.
I would buy these again. Would you eat these again?
Yes. I'd buy them.
I rate this snack about an 8.1, 8.2, 8.
Make up your mind.
Somewhere between, depending on my mood, of what the seasoning is real concentrated. I'd give it anywhere between a 7.5 and an 8.2, depending on my mood.
Okay. I give it a 9.
Okay, solid. So you definitely eat them again.
Super good.
Yeah. I would definitely buy these again if I see them at the store.
Yeah. Oh.
Definitely better than some of the other flavors I've got. Mystery, I guess, flavors that I've gotten where I don't know what I'm dealing with.
Where'd you get them from?
So I got them from, I forgot the name of the market, but it's right near a bubble tea place. Anyway, I'll show you sometime. I'm not gonna bother explaining to you just that it's by the bubble tea place. That's by a bubble tea place.
Which bubble tea?
Something with boba in the name.
Bubble?
No.
Bubble bubble?
No. Bubble, bubble? I'll show you. It's near Trader Joe's.
Bubble bubble.
Bubble bubble. Bubble bubble. Anyway, good stuff right here. Uh-huh. We can talk about the beach.
Oh, yeah.
So we go to Manzanita, which is a beach town I've never been to before. Actually, none of us have. Yeah. Except for my wife way back before she met me. So I was excited to go. Oh, let me finish this chip.
Hi.
What did you like most? Today.
Probably hanging out by the ocean with my dog.
The dogs had a blast. We brought the puppy. Now the puppy, he's still a little. He's still a puppy.
He barked
so.
At every dog.
Yeah, he's wiry and a little worked up. I knew the other dog was gonna be better. My hunch was right.
Yeah. But he's still a puppy. He's only 8 months old.
Oh yeah, he'll get better.
And we just got him too.
He'll do better. Uh-huh. He wasn't, like, terrible the whole day. So.
Every dog starts where he started, so.
Exactly. She did great, especially for her first beach trip with us. Possibly first beach trip ever.
It was her first
beach. Well, unless she went to the beach in Texas.
Oh, she did?
No, I'm saying she could have. We don't know. With the previous owner, yeah. Anyway, first trip to the Oregon coast, first trip to a beach in this climate, at least. So for her, it was a whole new thing. And you could tell she was having a blast. Are you okay?
I choked on water. I'm going to grab water.
Strawberry's going to grab some more water. So, been wanting to go to this beach town for a long time, right? I've heard really good stuff about it. Are you okay in there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've heard really good stuff about it. And Shado tells me he went, right? And then he goes, so he tells me, I go to Manzanita. This is like a couple years ago. And he goes, man, you got to try the hot dog stand here. It's got the best Chicago-style dogs I've had outside of Chicago, right? Pretty much. So, finally, I've wanted to go to this town for like 2 years. Not just because of the hot dog stand. It was already one I wanted to go to. So when he told me that, it was like extra stuff, right? Finally, we go today. The hot dog stand, let's talk about that first. So Strawberry accompanied me up off the beach so we could go to the hot dog stand and then the pet store, right?
Yeah.
And it was the cool thing about it was, if you can envision in this town, it was really like just a block and a half off the beach and we were right there to the hot dog stand. A lot quicker to get to than a lot of the other beach towns in Oregon, like Seaside or Lincoln City. That wouldn't have been the case.
I love that pet store. It was so not crowded, and it had so many things to choose from.
Yeah. I went to a cool pet store and got a dog stuff for the dogs. But so, I go to the hot dog stand. It's called, Manzanita Mud Dogs, and they're only open between Labor Day and Memorial Day, right? So just basically this summer.
They also had little dog treats there that were little mini hot dogs, and they were serving them for the dogs.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool thing, right? So I'm eating my hot dog after I order it, and this lady, or someone came, no, a guy came around, and he says, you got, what do you call them, the pup dogs or pup treats or something like that? Something.
Yeah.
Like the dog dogs or something, something.
Dog dogs.
And then we're like, no, and he goes, well, it's the dog treats. They're free. They're just like their own mini hot dogs, right? So sure enough, I go over there. And there's a box. I open it up, and they're all wrapped in tinfoil individually. So I grab two, one for each dog. People might have looked at me crazy, but I'm like, I got two dogs. I mean, we're not hoarding them.
Sorry.
So while we're sitting at the table, we give the first dog the one, right?
Yeah, and then there was this lady who also came around passing fruit snacks to.
Yeah, and you know what's awesome about that? I was reading just now a review online of that place, and someone mentioned the lady with the fruit snack basket. Like, she's obviously done this before.
I don't really like fruit snacks, so I said no, thank you.
Yeah. It's still nice, though.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Really like this place. Well ran, nice people, friendly even other customers. It was cool.
Dog friendly, too.
Yeah, so dog friendly.
Your dog if you can.
Our dog came and sat and chilled at the table while I ate my hot dog.
We saw the tiniest dog ever. So tiny. It's like smaller than a cat.
Oh, yeah. There was some little dogs. The beach town, this is a town. A lot of people brought dogs in this town.
This dog was probably on its hind legs as tall as my cat's leg. It was so little.
Yeah, no doubt. So, we, anyway, so Shadow tells me it's the best Chicago dog, right? Outside of Chicago. So I go there to get it. Now, I've never truthfully had a real legit Chicago dog, so I can't say, is this the best? But it was a good hot dog. It was a good hot dog. It was like perfectly cooked on the casing, really still juicy inside, not overcooked, not undercooked. Perfectly cooked hot dog, honestly. The toppings were great. I had sport peppers, which are these little mini peppers. So there's about three, I think, of those going across. And then two tomato slices, a full, like, half pickle slice, I think. It was wild. Like, some celery seeds sprinkled on it. And it came on the bun with the seeds. It was good. The celery buns or whatever they are. I don't know what kind of buns it is, but it was freaking good. Dill buns or something. All I know, that was a good hot dog. I'll be going back to that stand next time I go to that town. And if I come across a Chicago style dog at another place, I might try it. That was good.
The actual beach part was fun, other than it started raining.
Yeah, it started raining on us.
But the tide was crazy.
That was the most Oregon beach thing ever. So yeah, we went to the pet store after the hot dog place, right? My belly is very happy at this point in the story. Cool little pet store. We got some dog poop bags. Got it. And yeah, some kind of leash.
It's to help your dog not pull.
Yeah. There we go. So it's a leash so that you kind of lead your dog without hurting it, basically, I guess.
And it won't pull.
Yeah. So. Anything else you want to say about the trip today?
It was fun. I would definitely go again. And, yeah. I don't know.
So it starts raining on us at the beach, so we decided, time to take a trip out of town. Head out for the day.
Oh, yeah. And
we went to Mile, or it's called
Camp
18. Camp 18. Which, if you live in Oregon, you know you pass it on 26 if you're going between Portland or the Portland area and to get to, like, Seaside or Cannon Beach, or maybe if you're going north to Astoria or south to Rockaway.
It's really nice.
This would probably be the way you'd take, right? Well, so, we finally stopped there, right? And you, when you pass by, you see all these cool wood carvings and, like, Bigfoot statues and bear statues and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We go, and up close, there's a bunch more of that stuff on the property. There's, like, old trains, and there's stuff inside, like, carvings. It was pretty cool.
There's a cougar. Not an actual cougar.
Yeah, like a stuffed cougar just chilling on, like, a balcony in there, basically.
It was, like, almost, it looked so real. I don't even know if it was, like, a real stuffed cougar, but...
Forgive all the background noise, but yeah.
Sorry.
It was cool.
I was getting
so anyway, yeah. We had a blast there. I had really good chili. With bean style chili.
And I got chicken strips and fries.
Yeah. How'd you feel about the chicken strips?
They were good. I didn't eat them because I was so full already, so I basically just ate most of the fries.
Okay.
I ate all the fries.
How were you so full?
I don't know, actually.
That was a late lunch for you.
I had, hot Cheetos and,
Hot Cheetos. She was filling up on the health food.
What? It's a joke.
It's a joke. She was back there pounding out bags of hot Cheetos. So, would you go back to Manzanita?
Yeah. Can we go?
We would like to go back, spend more time.
When?
Sometime.
Tomorrow?
I wish.
Tuesday.
I wish.
Why?
Just skip work and school. And...
Wednesday. Except I start school on Wednesday.
Well, Strawberry...
Lay down. Sorry.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before I take this segment out?
Yes.
What's that? Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to go. Comes from Eric. I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Tell you about some stuff I got coming up in the future.
Stuff I got coming up in the future.
Including some shows you should be going to if you're in town.
Shows you should be going to if you're in town.
You hear her? This is why she doesn't get to stay on for the rest of the episode.
What?
Yeah.
Do you hear her? This is why she can't stay on for the rest of the episode.
Or maybe not come on again.
Or maybe not come on again.
Everyone, I hope you enjoyed Strawberry's
time on the show.
Which will be coming to an end.
Will be coming, I don't know what you said.
To an end.
What?
You want the rest of these? I'm eating too much of them.
I want the rest of my time on the show.
You can come back if you're...
It's not even a show. It's a podcast.
Don't start talking spicy about it or you won't come back. Anyway, thank you for coming on the show. I'll be back after this commercial break to wrap up the show and talk about the future. Thank you. So I'm back, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. So I just wanted to come back this last segment and tell you about a little stuff coming up. So the new station that I talked about earlier, Spin 503, we are sponsoring a dope event. So if you're in the Portland area, it might be really cool to come check it out. That's the reason why I'm talking about it on this podcast. It's Clownin'. It's hosted by Shrista. It's going to be like a comic showcase of local comics, including Sir Lance Edwards, the correct way to say it, who is a dope Portland comic. So definitely the show's worth coming just to check him out. I saw him as the last opener for Brian Hooks at the Brian Hooks show. I don't know if I talked about this in the podcast. I think it happened maybe since my last episode, but the Brian Hooks show was wild, okay? There was like a... Now I'm getting off track of the subject, but there was like a heckler trying to heckle all the comedians, and so all the comedians are going back at her. Sir Lance Edwards went in. It was dope. Like, so we meet Brian Hooks at the end. He like apologizes to all the people who came and says, you know, I don't feel like the show was as good as it could be, but like... Yo, it was dope to us. Like, it was funny still. So they went in on the heckler. So anyway, yeah, comedy showcase. Worth coming to see Lance Edwards. Mighty is going to be performing. 94 Prince is going to be the DJ. Shrista, of course, will be the host. So we're co-sponsoring this with a lot of other dope brands and even some different other radio stations like PDX Radio, Cross the Street's a co-sponsor. Chocolate Dope is a co-sponsor. Jammin' 107.5. So three radio stations co-sponsoring this event. Anyway, it should be dope. So check that out. And that's coming the last Sunday of September at the Kelly's Olympian, downtown PDX. So definitely worth checking out. So that's one event I want to talk about. I'll be stage hosting an event myself with another DJ we have on Spin 503, D the Prodigy, which if anyone follows my radio show, we actually interviewed D the Prodigy way back when the radio show was still on KPSU and just called They Gave Me a Show and not They Gave Us a Show, when Shado was co-host but not officially a co-host. So anyway, we interviewed D the Prodigy way back then. He's now a DJ on Spin 503, so he'll be DJing an event that I'm talking about. So the event I'm talking about is R&B Night. This is put together by I Am Jordan, who as many know is the founder of Hip Hop Fighting Cancer. So the three performers will be Jordan, Ivy Wave, and Rain Ezra. Dope lineup, right? All three making noise in Portland right now. I'll be the stage host, and D the Prodigy will be the DJ, and that's the second Wednesday in September. This is also at Kelly's Olympian, so come check this event out. It should be cool. I'm excited about this one. I'll be the stage host R&B Night, so you should come check that one out. So that's new stuff coming up. Future episodes, we're going to talk more about the kitchen renovation and all that that goes along with it, no matter how it turns out. So you won't miss out on that. I want to thank Strawberry, as always, for joining me on the podcast. We're going to do more of the taste tests in the future. I like doing those with her. And as far as the beach trip, man, we really waited too long in the summer to do a beach trip. So I'm going to do another one soon. And if we do, we'll report about it on the podcast and talk about what we tried. I'm in a quest on that topic. I'm in a quest to find the best clam chowder in Oregon and the Pacific Northwest and the world. So let me know. In Oregon so far, I don't know what the best I've had is. I know what the best I've had in my life so far is Seattle at the Pike Place Market. The place that goes two stories in the seating there. I always forget the name of it. That's some of the best. And I had some really good clam chowder at a deli in San Diego. I want to know, though, what's the best clam chowder in Oregon? And what's just the best clam chowder in the Northwest and the West Coast, period? There's got to be better chowder out there than what I've had in Seattle and San Diego and the Oregon coast. So I want to know, you know, first, what is the best on the Oregon coast? There's a place in Oregon City, I've heard, that has one of the higher ratings in Oregon, and I'm going to check that out and report back. I don't remember the name right now, but when I do try that one, I'll check back and report back. But in the meantime, DM us on Instagram, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Let me know, what is chowder places? What are the best chowder places? Let us know so we can try it out. Anyway, I'm going to take the episode out. Until next time, Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. Thanks for listening.